Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning with our hearts and minds open to the beauty of you and the beauty of possibilities that continually exist in this world that you created for us, we thank you. And we pray that you will continue to provide for us safety in the lighted pathway. Amen. So today I'm looking at Psalms again. And right now there is no theme that I'm working on. But I am concerned about the fact that a lot of people, because of this pandemic and epidemic and the threats, of course, of the administration that we have in the White House right now, we're having to work in jobs that we would not have considered before. So the Hebrew word is yesha. And I want to talk about that because Psalms 12:5 says, "For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him." And so, as I look at this word of safety, there are a lot of considerations that arise. And one of them is that your workplace and work conditions should be safe from harm, from disrespect, and support should be readily available without any adverse reaction from management or from customer bases. And we, because of the fact that we have to work, tend to accept any and all situations, and it's to the advantage of the employer because they have the power in this situation, and they really are more concerned about profits than they are your well-being. So you have to keep that in mind when you are working for someone. Your safety is important. What good is it if you get the money and you are not safe? And I need to work. I have never said to anyone, you know, that I am independently wealthy. I am not. The other word that I'm looking at is puffeth. And it's pulak in Hebrew. And it could actually mean to blow or exhale or puff or snort or excite. Inflame, to blast, bring into a snare, S-N-A-R-E, or to fan the flame, of course, or kindle a fire. And this is what happens when you complain about your situation. Your employer will puff at you or threaten you, and he makes your situation hotter because there's nothing you could do about it. So workers somehow feel helpless. But we have a God who hears all of our complaints. He sees all of our tears. And He calms all of our fears. But even though we have this God, that does not give anyone the right to treat you unfairly. And so I just thank you, Lord, that you are available to us and we are available to you. I thank you, God, for being the God of all people, of the needy, of the poor, of the oppressed. And we just thank you, Lord, for your watchful eye through the storm, on the dark roads, and in unsafe places and unsafe situations. Amen. This is going to be part two of safety and puffing that I talked about in Psalm 12:5. During this pandemic, as I said, a lot of times people are afraid to go outside, and I'm afraid. But as I said, the Lord did not give us the spirit of fear, but He also places in us common sense. An epidemic is an epidemic, and no one is safe from that. God gives you His protection, but He also gives you choices and common sense. So you have to think as well that businesses and all the managements of the various businesses know how dangerous this epidemic is. Your safety is not their concern. They will say, put on a mask, put on gloves, use your sanitizer. But where are they? Are they home in their safety nets, watching television or whatever it is, playing golf? Where are they? In their backyards, in a pool? Where are they when you are in harm's way? And we have many examples of preachers who have relied on God, and they've gone into their sanctuaries, and they've said, "Oh Lord, we know that you will protect us." And then COVID strikes not only the preachers, but many people who are in positions of urgent need. They go on out. They perform essential services, knowing that this epidemic is out there. And so I think a lot of times employers are taking advantage of workers. They're not providing the safest situations. I'm not pointing the blame. This COVID-19 is serious. But people have to work. And several times I had a cold. And several times I went to the hospital and they checked me out and they said everything was all right. And I thank God for that. I don't feel privileged I don't want to broadcast to anybody that I feel like I'm special. And heaven knows, this is one of those things that's crawling and creeping. It's evil. Crawling and creeping through our society. And I do believe, and I won't say it more than once, that technology is a part of it. I believe that technology is playing a large part in this. How do we know that? Because of the concern that Bill Gates has had about this situation. At the very beginning, if you look at the history of it, he was there in the beginning. And the remedy is going to be, they say, a patch that has a number on it. And I'm not trying to frighten you when I talk about the coming of evil, the evil day. And the Bible says we have to keep ourselves in the full armor. Keep the full armor of God on, you know, the helmet of salvation, belt of truth, boots of peace, breastplate of righteousness, and all of that. We know, we read all about that in Ephesians and Galatians. But how do you fight that when God has taken the just and unjust? How does it make us feel? Does it instill fear in our hearts when we've seen ministers go, when we've seen deacons go, when we've seen people in the congregation go, brothers and sisters? And we have to say that something is going on that is not quite clear. It's not quite truthful. Because instead of the numbers going down, they seem to be rising. And so we don't know whether we are getting a daily dosage of this whatever through our technology. Or are we getting it through the air? We don't know if we're being tweaked by something. We don't know how minute it is. We don't know whether the particles are actually technological particles. I know this sounds far-fetched, but we cannot trust anything. Are they magnetic particles that cling to you? They're somehow on your food. They're somehow in the air. Are they concentrated over specific areas? We don't know when we're asking God to provide us those answers. I believe, and I seriously believe, that anything that can take a picture can send a picture. Anything that can record can send out a recording. And if it can send out a recording, if it can track your footsteps, it can also send you footsteps. It can send you to areas, can send you to substances, it can send you to centers. That's just how devious our culture has become. And the reality of iRobot is more real than you believe. Or One Robot, whatever it was that Will Smith was in. But the reality of that is more real than you understand. I'm not trying to talk about your intelligence level, but it's more real than most people want to believe. And God is still there. He's still there, and He can shut down these monstrous billionaire corporations, and He can shut down oppressive legislators and administrators. He can shut them down. But we've had quite a few presidents now who have had oppressive administrations and more technologically savvy. We have to keep our eyes and our ears open as long as we can. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, and we know that You are watching. We know that You can see the puffing that's going on, and we know that You can see the lack of safety, the Puwak and the Yesha. And we call upon You, Elohim, because before we were, You were. And You knew all creation, and everything that could be created, You've already seen it. And we call on You to help us through it.